Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Leviticus 24, Ecclesiastes 7, and Psalm 110 to keep up with our Old Testament reading schedule for this year. This devotional is about Ecclesiastes 7:2, but let me read the whole chapter of Ecclesiastes 7 at this time. A good name is better than fine perfume, and one's day of death is better than his day of birth. It is better to enter a house of mourning than a house of feasting, since death is the end of every man, and the living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for a sad countenance is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. It is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools. For like the crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This too is futile. Surely extortion turns a wise man into a fool, and a bribe corrupts the heart. The end of a matter is better than the beginning, and a patient spirit is better than a proud one. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger settles in the lap of a fool. Do not say, "Why were the old days better than these?" For it is unwise of you to ask about this. Wisdom, like an inheritance, is good, and it benefits those who see the sun. For wisdom, like money, is a shelter, and the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of its owner. Consider the work of God. Who can straighten what he has bent? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider this. God has made one of these along with the other, so that a man cannot discover anything that will come after him. In my futile life, I have seen both of these, a righteous man perishing in his righteousness, and a wicked man living long in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, and do not make yourself too wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be excessively wicked, and do not be a fool. Why should you die before your time? It is good to grasp the one, and not let the other slip from your hand, for he who fears God will follow both warnings. Wisdom makes the wise man stronger than 10 rulers in a city. Surely there is no righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. Do not pay attention to every word that is spoken, or you may hear your servant cursing you. For you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others. All this I tested by wisdom, saying, I resolve to be wise, but it was beyond me. What exists is out of reach and very deep. Who can fathom it? I directed my mind to understand, to explore, to search out wisdom and explanations, and to understand the stupidity of wickedness and the folly of madness. And I find more bitter than death the woman who is a snare, whose heart is a net, and whose hands are chains. The man who pleases God escapes her, but the sinner is ensnared. Behold, says the teacher, I have discovered this by adding one thing to another to find an explanation. While my soul was still searching but not finding, among a thousand I have found one upright man. But among all these, I have not found one such woman. Only this have I found. I have discovered that God made men upright, but they have sought out many schemes. This is God's word. And again, this devotional is about Ecclesiastes 7:2. Here it is from the NIV's reading, which is, It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. This is a verse that I usually quote when I'm doing a funeral message. It tells us that it is better to go to a funeral than to a party. That advice is the opposite of our instincts or our desire. Nobody would rather go to a funeral than to a party. Funerals are sad occasions. Parties are fun. So why would Solomon tell us to attend a funeral rather than a party? If we had a choice to make between the two of these? The answer is in the last two lines of verse 2, which says, again from the NIV, For death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. Why choose funerals, then, over parties? Because someday you'll be the one who is remembered at a funeral. In addition to the sadness that comes from a funeral, I think that most people don't like going to funerals because it reminds us that we'll be dead someday. Funerals foreshadow your own death, and most people don't want to think about that. But Solomon said we should think about it. Why? Because thinking about your death changes the way you live. After you die, your legacy is set in stone. You can't make up for your mistakes, seek forgiveness, try to reconcile broken relationships, or receive God's forgiveness for your sins. After you die, your eternal destiny is sealed, and whatever memories people have of you are permanent. When you think of your life in that light, it should give you some perspective to make better decisions today. If a person is usually kind and loving, they'll likely be remembered that way. If a person is often selfish and difficult, and only occasionally kind, those who know them well will carry those memories about their life. More important than the people who remember you at your death is that after death you will face God. If you're found in Christ, God will welcome you into his presence. But if you're outside of Christ, you will pay the just penalty for your sins for all eternity. And for those of us who are in Christ, we will answer to God for what we have produced with our lives. Did we strive to glorify him, to grow in our own faith, to spread his message of good news, to be generous with those who have needs, and for the advancement of his coming kingdom? This life is a gift of extraordinary value. You can invest it for eternal rewards or spend it for temporary and fleeting satisfaction. Someday, sooner than we realize probably, it will be over. How does that reality make you think about what you will do today and how you will do it? Think that over today, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.